You're listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast with Jen Barley and Karen Sullivan, episode 102. Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Hey, Care.
Hey.
So I loved your idea when we were in the car today. You said, you know, we should really do a podcast that talks about who we are and why people might even care.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I know that a lot of people know who we are, but a lot of people have no effing clue who we are. And did you ever go to a class and you sign up for this class and you get there and you're sitting there and you're like, who is this person really? And my biggest question is, why the hell should I pay attention to them? Well, other than the fact that we signed up for the class, and a lot of times you sign us up, but well, and we're there. We're there. But it's like what do they really know? Like, I want to know what street creds people bring to the table, so like I should pay attention. So I feel like we should tell people a little about what street creds we feel like we have and why it would be in their best interest to pay attention.
All right, good. So how about I give a little bit of my background, because it's boring compared to yours, and then you can pop right on in and share a little bit about that. Sure. And then we'll ask a few questions of each other to share a little bit about us.
Okay.
Right. So I'm Jen of the Jen and Karen duo.
And I would be Karen. So just a heads up for you, you'll probably start to notice that Jen is going to talk a little bit more than I do, but that's just part of who we are.
That's right. So my whole background, it's interesting. The reason why I'm loving the podcast thing is because I actually majored in college in broadcasting. I went to Northwest Missouri State University. So now I'm sort of feel like I'm back in my groove and in the studio, so to speak. But we don't need to go that far back. So basically, we want to sort of reference things on how it relates to coaching and leadership.
But we just went that far back.
We did. And now we're going to go forward, right? So I would say, so I've been coaching since 2007. And I didn't really know what coaching was prior to that. But I was, the whole connection that I have, I was in Silicon Valley. I worked in high tech for a long time. Yada, da, 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 da. Got a little bit. I was sitting in a meeting one day, and I realized that I just didn't really give a shit about what I was doing or how I was spending my day. And long story short is, after about a three-hour meeting, I went, pulled up an Excel spreadsheet, and financially figured out, so if I was to take a break from what it was that I was doing, how long financially would that last till I figured out what I wanted to do? And I quit that Friday. So I do like variety. I do like change. I am not afraid of trying things. And I always feel that I can land on my feet. So I just share that because prior to coaching, that's what I was doing.
So, you know, Jen, I love that you just said that about landing on your feet, because one of the things that, well, I could say this because it's our podcast, that I find so hot about you is how much confidence you had. And right from the beginning, you had that confidence and you just exuded that confidence. And it makes sense. So you say, hey, you know you're always going to land on your feet.
Yeah, we have this confident thing going.
Not cocky, confident.
Yeah, totally not the cocky thing, but the confident thing. And it's funny because it's right back at you. But we'll get to us in just a moment. But,
okay.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of variety. I get bored easily. I like to shake things up. I like to learn new things. So anyway, when I was going through different things that I wanted to be doing, I ended up being a Weight Watcher leader of all things. And I stood in front of groups of people multiple times a week, leading these meetings and helping people achieve their goals. And I started to really look at the members of Weight Watchers to say, who would follow through? Who wouldn't? How many people would join 14 times? How many people were in there for life? What made certain people successful and what made other people quit? And it was during that whole time of really looking at human behaviors around goal settings, about, you know, what motivates people. That's when I thought, I need to figure out how to do this for a living, but not working for Weight Watchers. So that's how coaching came into play and into being. And I researched and went to a coaching school and then started my own business with it. The interesting thing is after I became certified as a coach, I was an instructor for an ICF accredited school. And I would teach hundreds of coaches, and throughout the years, probably over 1,000 coaches, on how to be a coach. What are the skills of coaching? And I loved it. I had a great time and got to travel the world to be able to do that. And what I started to realize is teaching somebody else's methodology on how to be a coach didn't feel like a good fit in the long run. Because the truth is that people learned a lot about themselves, but there were still some skill sets that needed to be developed. You and I ended up meeting, and we ended up teaching people the skill of coaching in a different way, of really understanding and breaking down what coaching is and what it's not, how to get to the thing behind the thing, how to be able to learn concepts, apply them, and be able to help people shift their perspectives. And so I kind of feel like I jumped all over the place there, but it was really the background of studying people in relationship to their goals that made me say, I want to do more of this.
I love it. I just like hearing you talk about like the whole from then to now thing. And it's cool because although it's the same kind of story, but it's different things that you bring in each time. So I like it.
Good. All right. So you, on the other hand.
Now for something completely different. So yes, this is our thing, and it's always about the now for something completely different. So I come from a completely different background. I come from the law enforcement world, and I'm going to say this again because I say it every time, but every time I say it, it's like, really? But I did 25 years and 2 months in law enforcement, and every time I say it, it just sounds like a sentence. And it wasn't, but it was a great job, and I always said that I was going to do it until I figured out, A, what I wanted to do with my life, or until, B, it wasn't fun anymore. And I was really fortunate because I got promoted really early. And right from the beginning of the whole law enforcement career, I always knew that I wanted to be chief. And that was always the end game for me. And I knew that I had to hit a bunch of different steps to get there. And right off the bat, the first time there was a sergeant's test, that was an opportunity for me to take it. I took it, got promoted, which was great. And then I'm like, okay, great. Now what? So it's like, okay, now I have these stripes on my sleeve and I got to be a boss. So I, from then, really became a leadership junkie. So I went to schools, you name it. I went there from the FBI to the DEA to, I mean, all these West Point Leadership and Command, all these different schools to become a better leader. And it was funny because I always thought that there was a secret. And like it's like, oh, you got to have that one thing that's going to make you this phenomenal leader. And although I feel like I learned a lot, I also made boatloads of mistakes, you know, in being that leader. But I think that it was a little bit of a mind screw right there. I didn't really get it until after I left law enforcement. And I did leave in 2010 as a chief from a town of Monmouth County, New Jersey. And after that, I jumped into the coaching world. And when I jumped into the coaching world, that was when I figured out that, hey, Brainiac, there is no effing secret. The secret is you, and you got to do things your way and how it fits for you. Because you can't follow somebody else's path. You got to blaze those effing trails and create your own path.
Well, and that's interesting because about blazing trails, what number female chief were you in the entire state of New Jersey of all history, of all time, of all the chiefs that were there, that have been there? And when we're looking at female chiefs, you were what number chief?
10.
10. Yeah. Like, that's incredible, right? When you think about that.
It's pretty cool.
It is very cool. And so I know one of the things I love is you're like, yeah, so I worked with the DEA and FBI. And I'm like, and I helped people know that there are 70 calories in an egg. So the interesting thing is we kind of come together in these interesting explosions of the personal development, the leadership, the coaching. And then you went through coach training In 2010, right? Yeah.
So I retired in 2010 and in February of 2010, and it was the snowiest freaking winter ever in New Jersey. And what I started to do was I became very familiar with what was on TV every hour, but I started to actually work for a helpline for cops, and it was called Cop to Cop, and I absolutely loved it. And one of the guys that was there, there's three lines at the where we worked. It was a mom to mom line, a vet to vet line, and a cop to cop line. And one of the guys in the vet line says to me, he goes, "Hey, you know what? You're really good at this." He goes, "I think you should be a coach." And I looked at him. I was like, "Does it look like I want to put a freaking whistle around my neck?" And he says, "Well, not that kind of coach, but yes, it does look like you want to put a whistle around your neck." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "A life coach." I said, "Seriously?" I said, "Do I look like a life coach? Do I look like I want to go meditate at the top of a mountain with a goat and do that kumbaya crap?" I'm like, "I don't want to be a life coach." And he goes, "No, you could be a business coach. You could be a health coach. You could be a leadership coach." And as soon as he said the leadership thing, totally piqued my interest. And he said, "Check out these two different schools." And it's funny, you said you did all this research. And I'm like, "Yeah, I have somewhat of low impulse control." And what I wound up doing is I researched for about, you know, an evening, and I signed up for one program the next day. And when I went through that program, that's when they asked me if I would start to teach the program. So that's how Jen and I got connected. We were both teaching for the same program, and we got to travel all over the world, which was great, separately and sometimes together, to teach people how to be these business coaches and life coaches and leadership coaches. And it was great. And we learned a lot. We had a blast. But then, like Jen said, it was kind of funny. It was we got to help people learn so much about themselves. But it seemed like then so many people, well, not so many, but a lot of them actually struggled with the what we call the art and science of actually coaching. So that's where we said, "Hey, you know what? This is something that we live, we eat, we breathe, we just do it. And we feel like, hey, this is that confidence piece. Like we're pretty good at it. So let's help other people really, really kick things up."
It's interesting because we really do pride ourselves on learning and growing and stretching beyond what we know. And I think that what sets us apart from other people that work with coaches around the skill of coaching is we have taken so many programs and so many classes, and we have done so much studying of it. We've hired personal mentors. We've learned about neuroscience and coaching. We've done a few different assessments, and we are continual learners. And what we realized during that period is that we knew such a sliver of what it is about the coaching world that the moment we stepped outside of what we knew was the moment that our coaching actually got so much better.
And I think because of that, right, if you think about it, it's because we didn't know what we didn't know. We only thought like, okay, there's one way, but there's so many different ways to coach. There's so much out there, and it's about just figuring out, okay, great, let's take a little of this, let's take a little of this, let's sprinkle a little bit here, but you still got to be you.
And the interesting thing is we both are PCC coaches accredited through the International Coach Federation. We have a 20-week Get Real Leadership Corporate Coach Training Program that is ICF accredited. And we also have different types of programs where we help people. So we have two sides of our business. One side of the business is we go into corporations and we build play-to-win cultures for bold consumer brands.
Love that.
I know. I love it too. And we go in and we work with these teams that need to develop trust and healthy conflict and have deeper commitments and really working with teams to be able to up their game, stop playing not to lose, start playing to win. And it's been amazing to see the results that we've had in these corporations.
Big time.
And then we have the other side where we help coaches who want to be bold coaches learn how to go into organizations and run programs, work with teams, and essentially do what it is that we do. So that's a little bit about us. I think we should probably put it as a wrap there. We don't want all of a sudden to have the thing about us be a gazillion minutes and everything else be under 13. So anything else you'd want to highlight?
No, not based on that last statement.
Right. So we're gonna call it a pause here, and we're going to be sure to share more information as relevant in our podcast as we do our different episodes.
Yeah, I promise you'll learn a lot more about us, and I promise I'll tell cop stories.
Oh, I know. People love the cop stories. I love the cop stories. Actually, what I love when Karen wears this one belt that has an indent in the leather from where her gun holster was. Like, I am so glad I didn't know her when she was a cop, but the image, it goes a long, long way.
Bye. Let's wrap it up.
We're done. On that note, what else do we have to say?
Till next time, take care, guys.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our No BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.